With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get up, get on up. Welcome back. The Godfather of Soul there. We bring in Terry Ford, who I think can move like James Brown.
Jump back while I kiss myself.
Good God. Now, Bobby. Anyway, so let's. hey, I was just talking about the Jamal Adams trade. Seattle gives up a boatload for him. And the odd thing was, it makes you wonder if they were competing against themselves, because the story out there was people were saying, can you get him for less now that he's totally unhappy? And, you know, Jets management, front office, they want to get rid of him. I mean, they want to get value back. Seems like they got more than market value for him.
I was surprised that the Jets got as much as they did get from Seattle for Adams. Because, again, look, when it's known a guy doesn't want to be there anymore and he's disgruntled, he doesn't want to show up, usually you don't get market value, right? Mm-hmm. Usually you get below market value because everybody's like, well, dude, he won't be there anyway, so I'll just wait this thing out. But the Jets getting not only two number ones, Jeremy, but a third round pick. Dude, they got three premium round picks for Jamal Adams, for a guy that didn't want to be there anymore. But you know what's really funny about it? So Jamal Adams is trashing Adam Gase, the head coach. But I mean, that beard deserves trashing. That's like homeless guys laugh at Adam Gase's beard. But you trash Adam Gase, the head coach. You trash Douglas, the GM, you know, former Ravens front office guy. You trash the owner. You're trashing everybody, right? Well, I guarantee you if the Jets would have made Jamal Adams the highest paid safety in the league, he'd have been tongue-kissing all of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
This was all about Jamal Adams wanting to get paid. The Jets, and look, we beat up the Jets for fun because they deserve it most of the time, right? But in this case, Douglas was just playing the rookie contract game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the salary cap, Adams was going to get paid in a couple of years. The Jets did not want to go down that road yet and give the extension. They wanted to, you know, keep the cap love they had on Adams until it was time you had to pay him. I mean, how many other teams do that, Jeremy?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, the hard part about this is with Jamal Adams, and I brought this up, like there are some people going, I can't believe they gave up that much for safety, but granted, you're right, that's the position he plays, but he's a little bit more than that. Pro Football Focus had him graded out as a top 10 pass rusher because of his ability to get to the quarterback, and I think he's a premier player in this league. I just don't know how many guys I'd be willing to give up two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and then a safety to go back along in the trade along with it. That's a lot, man.
I mean, my thing, I think safety is a very underrated position because you got to cover slot receivers today, tight ends, backs. You got to come up and tackle running backs in a run game. I mean, the safety has to do a ton of stuff now, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a very underrated position. And here in Baltimore, we've seen what happens when you don't have a good safety. We saw a Hall of Famer in Ed Reed, but we also saw what was it, Kendrick Lewis and all that mess that was back there. So we've seen both sides. And you're right, Adams is a special player. I mean, he comes up at the line of scrimmage, he plays linebacker. He's played some snaps at corner. He's played safety. Hell, he might as well play nose tackle and quarterback, right? Because he's played everywhere. But here's the thing again. Does he affect the game enough to where you give up two first-round picks? Because if you're giving up two first-round picks, it means you're bringing a guy in who can take you to the next level, right? So can he, from the safety position, affect the game that much to where you give up two first-round picks and a third for him? That, see, I don't know, as much as I love safeties, I don't know if you give up that much for any safety in the game today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that it's a lot to give up, even for, you know, I was going over some of the other trades. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, if you gave up an aging running back with a bad contract and a fourth-round pick, you could get him. Yeah, this one, this one just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
all right.
Remember, though, Bill O'Brien has a head injury. Yeah. So we got to sit aside Bill O'Brien in Houston. He's not the guy. He's not the guy we got to compare trades with. Let's face it, he's kind of a dope. But go ahead.
Yeah, he's got that nice cleft in his chin where he can blow his nose and wipe his ass at the same time. You know, that's what it looks like. Anyway.
Hey, so. That is a skill.
Hey,
that is a
skill. Terry, on the reason I'm talking to you is because the Marlins, go figure, a team in Florida would screw things up, had the coronavirus outbreak. It sounds like like Wednesday is when they're going to get back at it, as after Commissioner Manfred said, hey, here's the protocol. We're going to have the Marlins play in Camden Yards on Wednesday night. Tonight's game, tomorrow's game will be postponed unless there's something else crazy that happens from here till then. But the ramifications that this could have on a season of, you know, you start putting double headers in the 6 days that you have off. And then on top of that, we haven't even planned for rain delays or anything else. I mean, things could get kind of hectic here after this Marlins situation.
You might be doing a lot of shows, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing. I mean, baseball, remember in the beginning when all this was going on and everybody thought baseball was going to start like, you know, a month before everybody else or whatever. And then that got screwed up because, well, baseball screwed it up. Remember, there was talk about the bubbles in Arizona and Florida, whatever. By the way, two places that have had spikes in coronavirus cases. But there was talk of bubbles, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And who didn't want the bubbles? The players. The MLB Players Association was like, no way in hell we're doing the bubbles. We're not doing it. You know, Mike Trout's like, I'm going to be a father soon. I'm not. My baby's not going to be born, and I'm stuck in some bubble somewhere. So MLBPA didn't want to do the bubbles. But when you're out there moving around and you're traveling and you're, you know, you're in hotels and you're in airports and whatever you're doing, you can't get away from being around people, right? You just can't. So are we really surprised this is happening? I mean, because, again, you are going to be out in cities and towns and hotels and even in the best, even doing your best, you're going to be coming in contact with people. But here's my question to you. Isn't this why they have 60-man squads?
Yeah.
I mean,
in case something like this happens.
That, to me, I thought this is why you had a 60-man squad in case you had a big outbreak. You had players to cover it. So I thought this is what you were doing to have this big squad of guys was in case you had 6, 7, 8 guys get the virus and they had to get quarantined. You had a bevy of dudes who were ready to play. I mean, am I missing something? Help me here.
No, I mean, I think that's the reason. The only reason you should ever leave, you know, the bubble is for wings at a strip club. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yes, that's it. But those are high quality wings.
Yeah. Thighs aren't bad either. I mean, come on. You know, it's like, you know, in this situation, we all thought the NBA kind of had it best with the bubble. I don't think there's a real way that MLB can do this unless they took all the teams that were playing one another and had, you know, games all throughout the day, almost like it's a little league tournament or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I'm glad that they're trying to play baseball. But when you see an outbreak, we got through one series and then a team had an outbreak. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. Everybody's beating up baseball today. Say, well, you should have planned for this. Well, my comeback was they got 60-man squads. So that's kind of what you're doing. But can you really plan for any of this? Let's be real for a minute. We're beating up Major League Baseball. We, you know, the NBA has gotten less of a beating than everybody else. But then you got Lou Tasty Wings Williams at the strip club leaving the bubble and, you know, going into a group of people. I mean, you know, the NFL, they're not going to do a bubble, and they're already getting beat up for how they're handling their business. Hockey had to go to another continent to get away from the criticism. But here's the thing. Let's be honest for a minute. There is no roadmap here, right? Because you and I were joking about this earlier. The coronavirus doesn't come to the meetings.
Yeah.
The coronavirus doesn't show up and say, okay, here's what I'm planning to do. So you guys figure it out from there. This thing is fluid. These guys are trying to play games to make, and again, it's all about money. Absolutely it is, because this is how these businesses run. They run by having games. That's how they all generate billions of dollars. And players get paid millions of dollars to play kids' games because they have to play. That's their business. So they're trying to make money. Are they? And they're trying to be as healthy as possible. Well, look, here's the thing. And again, you want no one to get sick. But these sports are, I mean, think about all the doctors they have for all these teams and all the testing they're getting compared to the regular person to stay healthy to play these games. So, I mean, they're all trying, right?
Yeah.
Because this is their business. Now, you can jump up and down and scream they shouldn't be doing it because, well, you know, health, a person's health's more important. No, you're right in theory. But again, the world in itself is trying to figure out ways to make money so economies don't collapse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And professional sports, they make all that money by playing games for the TV people who pay them. So, I mean, we can sit here and make this a black and white issue of right and wrong, but this is a big, huge lump of gray that involves a lot of stuff, and people are going to keep testing positive, dude. It's just it's like they are in real life, right? I mean,
yeah.
We know people at jobs who have to go take off 2 weeks because they tested positive, right? I mean, this is just the world we live in right now.
So talking to Terry Ford here, BaltimoreSportsPub.com. You can check him out over there. And, you know, the other thing, Terry, with this is we're going to see positive tests. Again, the big thing we kept asking is will we see it run rampant through a team? And now we got our first answer. There were many people that believe the Nats shouldn't have played on opening night after Juan Soto tested positive. And then right before the Marlins game, their starting pitcher and two other players test positive. And now we see, well, maybe they shouldn't have played. So they had to cancel the Phillies game against the Yankees, cancel the Orioles game against the Marlins. And now all this stuff has to be made up in a shortened season. Before I move on, I do want to talk some NBA with you. But before I do that, your thoughts on the universal DH. And now we've already seen, I think it's four games that went extra innings with the runner on second base.
Well, look, the universal DH, I'm fine with. I mean, pick one. Pick the DH. I used to always say pick the DH for both leagues, pick the pitcher for both leagues. I don't really care. Just pick one and go with it. But watching pitchers hit is so painful. And there's nothing worse than when you're watching a National League game and you see, like, the pitcher coming up in a big situation and he's hitting. I mean, everybody's grabbing their gloves and standing, you know, by first base because they know they're going to be going in the field. So watching pitchers hit is painful. So as much as I love strategy, if I got to pick a DH of the pitchers, I've totally 180'd over the years. I just want to see DHs because I can't stand to watch pitchers hit anymore because it's awful. It's like drunk Terry Ford blindfold to try to hit a baseball. It's awful. So I'd rather have a DH. So I'm okay with universal DH. Now, the runner on second, if you want to do this in the goofy 60-game funny season we're having right now, that's fine. But I'm not down with putting a runner at second to start extra innings. So I think that's where you're starting to screw with the game, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I go, you know, if you want to put in goofy pitch clocks, if you want to do different things, whatever, that's fine. But when you start to alter the game because, well, we don't want the game to go too long because we all use 60 starting pitchers or relief pitchers, well, that's your fault. Bullpen usage is your fault. So you're going to tweak the rules of the game. You're going to basically whore the rules of the game because you use too many relief pitchers or the game will go too long. See, I don't like the second base, runner on second base to start extra innings. I think that's kind of like, that's goofy, ridiculous garbage you and your buddies put together in a wiffle ball game. I'm not down with that one, but I'm cool with universal DH. That's fine. Just pick one and go.
Well, we're talking to Terry Ford here, BaltimoreSportsPub.com, and I was talking a little NBA, and, you know, I was bashing Fox Sports a bit for the, you know, takes that some of these asshats have. Nick Wright threw out a statistic of why the Lakers would beat the Clippers in the postseason because LeBron has unbelievable numbers against Joakim Noah when he's played against him. And I'm going to myself, I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell does – Is Noah going to play? Like, is he going to play 8 minutes a game? Who knows in the postseason? You might see the superstars that are usually taking games off, like Kawhi Leonard. You might see him play, I don't know, 40 minutes, 42 minutes in a game. So, it was just such an asinine thing to say. But I want to get your take because I do think, I'm so excited the NBA's back. But give me your thoughts on the playoffs and what we see here because I think there are four or five teams legitimately that could go in the Eastern Conference, although the Bucks should be the favorite. But out West, you know, they have the top two teams that everybody's going to talk about, but it's going to be real fun watching them all go to war.
Who's going to to Nick Wright real quick. Because here's the thing about why I don't like hot takers and I don't like hot takes. Because you have to continually set the bar high on your hot takes, right?
Yeah.
You always have to keep going until you become asinine and ridiculous. And I can't ever take you seriously. When you are sitting on a show, and these guys are always screaming, they're offended by everything, and they're yelling at each other and spits flying everywhere. When you're sitting there with a straight face, and you're sober, I think Nick Wright's sober, and you are going to be telling me that the Lakers are going to beat the Clippers because LeBron James can abuse 92-year-old Joakim Noah, you might as well be talking about him playing against Yannick Noah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that?
Well, and by the way, he spent 3 minutes explaining why that was factual. And he's like LeBron James against Joakim Noah is 39-2. And I'm going, the hell? What are you talking about?
Like, it's just the dumbest take. It's one of the dumbest takes ever. But these guys have to keep going down these stupid roads because they put themselves in the hot take corner. So you got to sound like you've got to sound like a moron. But here's the thing to me. Okay, I look at Lakers and Clippers because it feels like those are the two teams out west, right?
Yeah,
it feels like they're the level above everybody else.
Do you think anybody out there can surprise or no? I mean, like, could the Rockets with the small ball could work?
No, because again, at the end of the day, that small ball thing is going to get beat. Like, for an example, I always look at it like in a matchup. How is Houston going to stop Davis and LeBron if Davis is healthy? Because you never know. But how do they stop those guys? They can't. They have no answer. And so and how are they going to rebound against LA? And how are you going to play 4-on-5 near the Rockets because James Harden's allergic to defense? And it just, I think the Rockets, it's fun because I love this stuff. I love that small ball stuff. I love D'Antoni. I give Daryl Morey a ton of credit for always trying stuff. But there's no way in like a 7-game series Houston's going to beat the Clippers or the Lakers. It just can't happen. Now, in a one and doneer, if you're playing one game, maybe, but not in a 7-game series. And going back to Lakers and Clippers, everybody says, well, how are the Clippers going to guard Davis and LeBron? That's cool. Well, who's guarding Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
And I know Paul George has kind of soiled himself in the postseason at times, but okay, who's going to cover George? And then, by the way, who's going to cover that wave off the Clippers bench? When you go bench against bench, who's taking on you know, Hot Wings Williams, or who's taking on Harrell? Who's going to cover that Clipper bench? Who's going to guard those cats when your stars are sitting down and you're going bench against bench? So, again, Nick Wright talking about Noah versus LeBron, it could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are they going to play one-on-one for the chance to go to the NBA championship? Is that what's going to happen?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you know, the other thing about the Lakers is, and again, they've got two superstars, and I get that. And they get, and LeBron James, say what you want about him, he showed up in the postseason like nobody's business the last so many years. And Davis is a freak. But at the end of the day, do the Lakers have the guns besides those two? Who's going to be the third guy, Jeremy, that steps up with the fourth guy?
Alex,
who's going to be the other guys that help the Lakers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I guess you're hoping Kyle Kuzma steps up, especially if you're using him off the bench. They just picked up Deion Waiters, and I go back to the saying is, I want to be as good at anything as Deion Waiters thinks he is at basketball.
I want to be as good at basketball he is. What was he, popping shrooms on the plane or whatever the hell was he doing?
Oh yeah, he had some edibles that really threw him off. But,
those edibles and lost his mind. Well, the sad thing about Deion Waiters, dude, is he's got some ability. And you played against these guys. These guys, you play against guys who are pretty good, but they think they're really good. And there's a big leap between being pretty good and being really good. That's Deion Waiters. It's like, dude, you're pretty good at times, but you're not as good as you think you are.
Yeah, he thinks he's great at everything. Ugh,
he's terrible. He's just, well, how about, well, the fact, didn't they pick up my boy, I don't know that. Oh, geez. Smith. They picked up my boy J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith, yeah.
Yeah, they picked up. And whenever I think of J.R. Smith, I think of LeBron yelling at him because Smith didn't know the score.
Yeah, he was just an idiot. But, you know, like, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I love the fact that, especially for the regular season to finish it out, I get to watch basketball from about noon till midnight.
Let me ask you this. Are you on the Bucks?
I like him. But to me, it's not a the sad part is it's not about Giannis. It's about Bledsoe. Yeah. It's about Middleton and anybody else that can step up. If DiVincenzo can show that he was worth the first round, they need the others to step up because they're going to make Giannis shoot. Granted, they can't stop him in transition. Nobody can. But he's going to get shown so much attention. And I'm wondering about a series with the Sixers meeting up with the Bucks because, you know, Al Horford of everybody has done the best job at guarding Giannis. I mean, he's big. He can, throw his body around. He's not as great at covering him off the dribble, but Al Horford's a really good defender. So if he's healthy for the Sixers, that could be an interesting matchup if those two teams meet.
Well, here's the thing about the Sixers, and that's a great point with the Sixers, because the Sixers either are going to make a deep run or they're going to be out in the first round. There's no middle ground with the Sixers.
Yeah.
If they're healthy, what they'll do is what you saw the Celtics do last year to the Bucks. You know, they would double Giannis, they'd run guys at him and force Middleton or Bledsoe or Brogdon or whoever to beat him. That's going to happen again. And the Sixers have enough firepower to where if the Bucks can't score and it's just Giannis trying to hoist up 25 shots with a ton of guys in his face, the Sixers have enough on the offensive end to take advantage of it. And yes, Horford is such a wild card, not so much for his offense, but for his defense. And look, Giannis can get his, right, Jeremy? But put it this way, it's got to be not effective. It's got to be like scoring 25 points on 23 shots, right? That's what you're looking to do to him. You don't want him to be efficient. You want him, even if he's scoring, to make him work and take a ton of shots to score not as many points. And Horford could do that to him. He's not going to stop him, but if he just slows him down – and they force the ball out of his hands in a long series, Milwaukee's in trouble if Middleton or Bledsoe or those other cats don't step up. So I think the East is a huge wild card.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Terry Ford, BaltimoreSportsPub.com. Tell everybody about the website, man. And I know you guys got podcasts coming out.
Oh, we got podcasts. Brent Harris is now putting video in.
Sexy.
And so they're showing, because, we do the thing on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, the little Zoom thing. Everybody's up on their Zoom. And so now Brent's taking little video pieces of that and using it to promote. I'm now wearing my mankini during the shows.
Nice.
I thought you'd like that. So, he does a little video now, gives you a little tease of the show. And, of course, we do the podcast every day, try to get it uploaded sometime early afternoon. It's about 30 minutes of your life. You get 30 minutes of your life to hear us spout out about stuff. And maybe, just maybe, we might make the uncensored video version. Need I say more?
Well, I can't wait to see it, man. Hey, I appreciate you spending some time with us. That'll be for the late night when I get off the air.
Yeah, right. Ready, yeah, ready? So. Baltimore Sports Pub after dark.
Yes, I like it.
Remember Skinamax?
Yeah, remember it. I still have it. So Skinamax Red. All right. So, hey, Terry, again, man, appreciate your time as always.
No
and
problem,
we'll be catching up with you.
We'll talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.